Hello, this is astrologer Shelley Antine, and I'm giving you my point of view about the entrance of expansive Jupiter, ruler of Sagittarius, into the Venus-ruled sign of Taurus. Yes, that's going to happen very soon, because that's why I'm recording it now, because in my weekly astrology forecast, I won't have time to go into it, and the new moon, which is really going to have less complex information than Jupiter entering Taurus. And besides, that comes first. That comes on Tuesday, May the 16th at 1:20 p.m. in Eastern Time. So, what happens? We're expanding in Taurian energy. And so that can be expansion in all the material aspects of life and in the sensual aspects of life and in perhaps our desire to have more money, have more land, care for and enhance the values of our properties and, you know, and hopefully also expand our own feeling of self-worth as this time goes on. Now, we will have Jupiter in Taurus until May 25th of next year, which is when it will shift to Gemini. Jupiter will retrograde, and this will happen this year at 15 degrees of Taurus on September 4th. And it will go direct at 5 degrees of Taurus on December 31st. All right, so it doesn't go back in to the sign of Aries. And I must say, we've had such a dose of Aries lately that it doesn't really make me unhappy to hear that. It's been a long stretch of excessive activity, excessive anger, aggressive energies. We have seen it in the news, if we haven't seen it around us. It causes a lot of agitation, and, you know, we may have been feeling that ourselves. So moving into this sign of the bull that sits quietly, unless you bother it too much, then you have to worry. Because if you've got it going, it's really going, you know. And that's kind of like, I say that a lot about the Taurus sun sign people, is a body in motion tends to stay in motion, and a body at rest tends to stay at rest, is kind of a truth for the Taurus people. And so with Jupiter in Taurus, we may see that also. I mean, you may be feeling less inclined to stop doing when you're involved in something because you've got Jupiter expanding. That part of the body in motion tends to stay in motion. But also, we may find people, you know, focusing on a little more downtime to ground and sort of come back to earth, literally. And so that is just a feature that will be going on. But one of the things is that people who are Taurians will be happy to have Jupiter in their sign, because when Jupiter is in your sign or in your first house in your chart, you are a magnet for opportunities, expansion. Also, sometimes expansion isn't the brighter side if you're going to be expanding in one of the senses. Taurus loves the sense of taste, so it's a foodie, then you might find, especially if it's in the first house, that you will be expanding your physical body. So that's one thing to be aware of. But, you know, it is essentially going to feel very good and bring opportunities, even with all of that celebration and things like that. So people who are of the other fixed signs, however, and that would be after Taurus, we have Leo is the next, that's the fire fixed. Then we have Scorpio, the water fixed, which is the opposition to Taurus. And then we have the Aquarian energy, which is the other square. Leo squares Taurus. So those are places where the use of the Jupiter energy in Taurus could be challenging, see? Because Jupiter expands in Taurus is also expanding in the idea of preserving and being in a conservative mode. And that doesn't necessarily have anything to do with politics. It's just like, I'd like everything to please stay the way it is. Don't move the furniture, please. I know where it is. You know, don't buy a new this. This is already working. Why are you going and buying something new? You know. So it's kind of wants to preserve. It's looking at preservation. And, you know, when we're squaring Leo energies, and that cannot just be the sun signs, but also any planets that you may have, we will have a couple of squares to Leo when Jupiter is transiting, when Mars is in Leo and Venus is in Leo. There'll be the energy of those squares being seen in the daily forecasts, because what happens there is, you know, Jupiter is conserving and being cautious and holding on to the finances, personal finances, and Leo is more extravagant. You know, it wants something, you know, fine, expensive, luxurious. Those are Leo words, right? So you can see this is an issue. And of course, opposing Saturn or Saturn planets, Scorpio, opposing Scorpio, and that is where you may have planets. A lot of people who are listening may have Saturn and Scorpio. That's generational. That will be the tug of war over whether I get to grow and keep and play with my own stuff, or you're trying to control our, you know, joint finances. And I'm not happy about that necessarily. I'm going to resist it. So the polarity between Taurus and Scorpio is one of those things, because Scorpio wants to transform and utilize things. And so that doesn't work as well. And then when you get to the square to Aquarius, well, Aquarius is a sign of change and surprising change. And we do have, you know, Uranus and Taurus, which is giving us a lot of surprises, changes, which is also unsettling. And Taurus wants things to be quiet and, you know, stay, as I said, the way they are. So this is where you get the friction between the Aquarius energy that's looking toward the future and change, and equality for other people and group dynamic. And again, Jupiter in Taurus is more focused on how do I survive? Because that's one of the unspoken things about Taurus people forget. You know, when you come into your body, it's you start in Aries, it's a spark of dynamic creative activity, and then your body starts being built, and then you're out here with your body, and you know, guess what? I've got to keep it alive. So that's Taurus, when the body comes in, the issue of survival. So it's personal survival and what I feel that I need to survive. And that is where you start to extend into values as well. That's another thing about Taurus. So those signs are going to have more difficulty with the energy of Jupiter in Taurus. The Capricorn and the Capricorn planets will be happier, and the Virgo and the Virgo planets will be happier with it. And other than Scorpio, the Pisces and the Cancer energy, those are the other two water signs, they will be feeling helpful opportunities coming through this experience of Jupiter in Taurus, and a lot of fertility when you get to the water sextile to Taurus. And that brings me to some of the things that you might be looking at happening in terms of outer planet connections, because those are the major ones. Well, as we speak, Jupiter is, you know, heading for the 0 degree of Taurus, and Pluto will still be at the 0 degree of Aquarius. And so a lot of astrologers are talking about the Jupiter-Pluto square. You know, I mean, here we are. I will remind you again, because we really can't take things too much out of context and see the picture. We had Jupiter conjunction Pluto during the 2020 paradigm shift. After Saturn made the connect, Jupiter came along in Capricorn and made the connect to Pluto. So this is an expansion issue when it was conjunction of the power in the conservative, because they were feeling the threat of the change. Because, you know, again, Earth signs generally like to remain, but Pluto has, you know, kind of very strong attachments, putting it nicely, to their role of power in Capricorn, authority, government, that kind of thing. So now the Jupiter in Taurus is squaring Pluto in Aquarius. So this is like, you know, kind of like the moon phases, you know. This is a waxing square energy. And what we're looking at is, you know, I am not ready to let all of this new stuff happen. You know, that's Jupiter. And Pluto in Aquarius is saying, you know, it's happening. You have no control over this. I have control over this. And, you know, you can think of lots of different ideas. I mean, one of the ways I feel it is, as people know, I'm not fond of the whole AI, unregulated, uncontrolled, starting to be able to clone people's faces and voices and, you know, do whatever they want to do with it. And will we ever know? I mean, we already have phone news. Will we ever know what's real if they really get going with it, you see? It's something that we as humans are, you know, attracted to, the novelty. You know, we're attracted to the fun idea that we don't have to work so hard. If we want, it can write our blog for us. Yeah, it can, but it won't have energy in it. You know, some of the things I've seen on Facebook, for instance, in terms of art, there is a phony picture going around. People were sharing it. It was supposed to be a baby peacock, I think. And so it had all the colors, and it was just this cute little thing, but it looked kind of strange. It looked almost like a cartoon of, you know, like when you would see the little duck baby or something in a cartoon. And in fact, it turned out to be AI. And little peacock babies are sort of brown, like the little babies of the geese and regular ducks and things like that. So we are beginning to accept this without even kind of allowing our senses to look at this, okay? And this is something that Jupiter and Taurus may be calling us back to. Use your senses. This is the sign of your senses. This is where you first started having, you know, your hearing, your taste, your touch, you know, your aromas, you know, all of this. And people may also be worried more and more about the Earth itself with Jupiter expanding in Taurus. You know, and what are these technologies and what are these things going to be doing to the situations? So, you know, this is happening as the transit begins. But when it goes on, we're going to have two opportunities, very helpful, of Jupiter sextil Saturn in Pisces. The first one comes in June, between the 20th and the 23rd of June. And the second one will be after the retrogrades and directs, and that will be at the end of January 2024, after direct motion resumes. Now, the thing is, this is where, again, I mentioned the fertility the potential. When Jupiter, the expansion, and Saturn, the contraction, are working harmoniously together, you've got the happy medium. You know, you're not unwilling to expand, but you're also doing it in a more helpful, measured, structured way. And Saturn is the one that's bringing in the visionary, interestingly enough, while it's in, you know, Pisces. They can also be in agreement about their fears or concerns about what's going on in terms of being able to preserve things. But for the most part, the sextile will be helpful. Yes, Uranus is in Taurus, and yes, we will get a conjunction from Jupiter to Taurus, but because of the retrograde at 15, Taurus is moving way up in the sign. I mean, Uranus is moving way up in the sign of Taurus, and that means we don't get that conjunction until April 21st, 2024. And some of these aspects that I'm telling you, I'm giving you an exact date. We will be feeling it for, you know, weeks and weeks before that, but it's the exact moment. So here is like kind of like almost an, whoa, is this when something is going to be done that's going to be helpful for the economies of the world or helpful for, you know, getting something done about the environment? Well, that's one of the possibilities, yes. I don't know. This is maybe for people who are invested in the Bitcoin and the electronics money. You may have a happy moment here, but there can also be some disruptive change on an expansive level. So we never can be absolutely certain when we look in the future. They say prediction is the lowest form of astrology. Actually, it is, because there are many potentials in anything that one looks at as an astrologer. So, you know, some people, again, some people are, you know, focused on, you know, this Jupiter-Pluto square with, you know, tremendous negativity and trying to figure it out and trying to figure Pluto and Aquarius out. And we will see what happens as we get further into the situation. So we may be able to see the movement better when we get closer to April of 2024. That's like, you know, just under a year from now. A lot will have been happening in the interim, and we will have had those sextiles to Saturn before this. And then we get, you know, a very blissful, I would imagine, experience that we could possibly have if we wish, when we finally get to Jupiter's sextile to Neptune. And again, it will be exact, let's say, right at the end, 29 degrees of Taurus, 29 degrees of Pisces is where the sextile takes place. But again, it's coming in. And once again, this is very for people who are creative, artists and such, musicians, dancers. This is beautiful energy, incredibly fertile for the imagination and being able to put it into the manifested world. There may be expanded opportunities for these things also, but there may also be expanded things that are going on in the seas and oceans of our planet. So again, as we move along, we will see it. But the helpful opportunity is there for us as individuals. And that's what I'm about to talk about now. Us as individuals. Well, this is a very generalized piece. It can only be generalized because we don't know. There are astrologers that use 0 degrees on the house cusps. And we've had huge arguments throughout the kingdom of astrology over superior, inferior, you know, all of this stuff. I've never seen it before. I figured that was part of the Pluto and Aquarius stuff. Who's the power in Aquarius? is astrology, right? So they would have an easier time. I'm actually going to be speaking to you as though you had 0 degrees of a sign on your house or 0 degrees of the sun, actually. But that isn't going to be the case. If you get a reading from me, you won't be seeing that system. You'll be seeing the system that comes through a certain calculation in a certain way, which gives you an ascendant degree that may not be zero in the rest of the houses, and blah, blah. So you've got to take this, you know, as sort of a general idea and think about your, if you know your ascendant, think about that along with your sun sign. Because the thing about this is also going to be that there's a house in your chart that is ruled by Jupiter, and that's the house that has Sagittarius on the cusp, but Jupiter was the old ruler of Pisces. So it may be also that house where the ruler is now transiting in Taurus somewhere in your chart. So this is why you have an astrologer instead of trying to figure all this stuff out for yourself. We figure it out for you. But you can take the general idea and you can go with it. So we'll start out with Aries, since that's the first sign of the zodiac. And I'll say, if you are an Aries or you have Aries rising, the Jupiter transit is the second house of your chart, or the second house of the sun sign. And that is the house where lots of people would love to see Jupiter's transit, because that's expansion of money, right? So, yay. But it can also mean having a lot of money, putting it out there for whatever reason. And so it's possible either way. But expansion of property, expansion of possession, things like that, opportunities to make money, etc., can be there for you. If you are a Taurus or a Taurus rising, well, yay, this is your first house. So this is, again, what I said in the earlier part of this podcast, that you are a magnet for the opportunities, and you will find that happening. You will see that happening. If it's a sun sign, it will happen more when it's closer to being conjunct the sun. That will be, you know, oh, this is my lucky day, that kind of thing. Now, of course, the rest of your chart has to be considered, but this is, you know, basically the blessing of the first house and the sun getting a conjunction. And if you can work it out that it's on your birthday, wow, then you get it in a solar return for the year. Hooray, you know. So anyway, now if you are a Gemini rising, this is expanding in the 12th house, which is a behind-the-scenes place. But if you're into anything like metaphysics, it can be good. Spiritual work, it can be good. Contact with your guides and contact with guidance and contact with your ancestors, if you feel the need to do that. Maybe there's some benefit or luck coming from people who are involved in work with hospitals or other institutions. But, you know, it's in the background, and, you know, you'll be waiting for the Jupiter and Gemini transit to have your helpful opportunity all the time happening. If you're a Cancer or Cancer rising, Taurus is on your house of goals and hopes for the future, your friendships, your group dynamics. So you get an expansion there, and you get some benefits that come through that area. And you get luck with the goals and, you know, some of the things you're trying to do. So that's helpful, too. And some of your friends are having a good time also, which is nice. You'll be maybe having celebrations and things that friends are having that you can be part of. Leo, or Leo rising, is putting the Jupiter energy right above you into your career house. So here is where you can probably get some rewards for some of the work that you've done or are doing. And you may find that things are prospering even for the, if you aren't the owner of the business, particularly for the person who's the head of, you know, the authority figure, that will be a place where things are expanding. So that can be good for you, and it can be good for you personally if it's your own career. This is a time of also opportunity in that area. If you are a Virgo rising, Jupiter goes into Taurus, and you're ready to travel, go long distance, you know, and this is going to be beneficial. It's going to expand your thinking and your way of seeing things. It's going to give you pleasures, physical pleasures of, you know, cuisines and, you know, just being taken care of because you're not home kind of thing. But also, if you are in the realm of higher education, this is a beneficial transit for that. And it's also a beneficial transit for people in terms of publishing and probably a couple of other things, because it's a kind of an interesting house, that ninth house, you know, philosophies and, again, even your own higher education, or if you're in the field of higher education. So if you're a Libra or a Libra rising, your partner may be having some benefits coming in and making some good money, and there may be an expansion in the shared resources. If you're looking for a loan, this is a great time to apply for a loan. You could be lucky and get one. You could be lucky with income tax or insurance matters and inheritance matters, because you've got this now in your eighth house, and that is the shared resources and all those areas of finance that I mentioned. It's also, if you're very sensual, this is going to be a big moment of expansion on that level too. If you're a Scorpio or Scorpio rising, the interesting thing about having Jupiter transit in Taurus, if it's seventh house transiting, then you will have luck, you know, with legal matters, or you will find good lawyers and good doctors and things like that, but you will also find that your partner is going to need more freedom. And so you're going to have to be able to negotiate. And if it's Jupiter, it can go well, but there can be that need to expand in the person, personal self, right? So, you know, hopefully there's a way for you to let that happen without problems happening. Sagittarius rising. This comes to your house of health and your work environment, your pets, and your general connection to the idea of serving and being of service to your community. So there's expansion there. There's happiness. There may be celebration. If you work in people you are actually also, I should say, people who are your employees are in that house. So they may be having some great things happening that you're celebrating for them, or other people that you're around every day at work. You know, and you may be deciding to get another dog or another this or that as a pet or something like that. Now, if you are a Capricorn or you have Capricorn rising, this is the house of investment. So you can be lucky with your investment. You can be still be conservative, Jupiter and Taurus, but you may find something really worth putting your money into. This is very good for the, this is the house of children, and this is the house of creativity. So children, or at least the first child, is going to have some good things happening for them. And your creative nature is also coming up with some, you know, expanded ideas, and you're expressing yourself more, perhaps. Capricorn can be not that they're all like this, but they can be sort of less forthcoming, and you may be more communicative, as that will also happen to another sign, as the Jupiter energy goes through your fifth house. And then your Aquarius rising, and this is home. All right, so you're in the family and the home. The home might become more valuable. You may want to make some money from the home, and you might be able to. You may spend money also on a home, and you may want more room in that home. You may add a member to the family as Jupiter moves through that house. Yeah. So that could be a child, or, you know, somebody marries into the family, you know, kind of thing. It's another family member. If you are the Pisces or the Pisces rising, then Jupiter is in your house of self-expression, not necessarily so much, but of communication. So we had Capricorn in the house of self-expression, but this is now just the general communications of life. Things are going well in your neighborhood, because this is also that. And with the expanded, extended family, not the family of origin that you were living with at birth, but the cousins and, you know, one of your siblings is having something good happen. And so this is, you know, one of those times where you can start grounding some of your ideas and maybe be also expanding in writing or reading and things like that. And short journeys. This is more like I want to, you know, move around and see maybe some nature and stuff like that. So that's it. We're back to Aries. So this is your general idea of what you will experience with this transit of Jupiter in Taurus. And, you know, once again, it's not going to be quite the same as having the actual chart done. And since May is a time of shift and change, it's not a bad time to have a chart done, so you can get in touch with me. And you can go on the website and go to the astrology readings page and book yourself a natal chart reading. Or you can email me and ask me what would be best for you. So that's what I had to say about Jupiter's transit of Taurus, and I'll say goodbye for now.